distinguish two things, two aspects of the conscience. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22, this is a verse that will help us to understand the conscience in relation to sin that separated us from God, and how the work of the cross has dealt with the guilt of that sin. So Hebrews 10, 22. In verse 19, we know, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. So now, not like in the Old Testament and Israel that had to be careful. They could not go in. There was the priest that went in. He offered up blood on his behalf and that of the people, and God accepted that. But others could not come. But now we can draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. So the sin that separated us, that was dealt with, sin and sins there, what was there is the evil conscience and the weight of it that always reminded us of how bad we were and all of these things, that has been dealt with, and our bodies washed with pure water. But now in a practical way, on a daily basis, the things that we might encounter and do that come into our minds when we want to advance. And that's why Hebrews 12, 1 is a good verse, that we have to lay aside the sins and weights that so easily weigh us down from running the race with patience. So you and I, as Brother Chuck said, we have to evaluate the things that we do on a daily basis. And I want to make this very practical to us young people. How many are breaking bread here? Put your hands up. Okay, how many have been baptized? Okay. So it's very difficult, and Paul says this to Timothy, to encourage others, to speak of others from the Word of God, and not first bring oneself under that ministry. And in other words, it says, I have to first apply the Word of God to my life before I can say I'm going to tell others or be used of the Lord. So if you are presently filling your head with garbage, it is going to be very difficult for you to come to the prayer meeting and pray. If you are involved in certain lifestyles, then it's going to be difficult for you to say, let me give out a hymn or give a word of encouragement. But perhaps as young people, we might be entangled presently in whether it's relationships, whether it's different modes of conduct. And I'll share this with you. Someone shared this or asked me to say this to you, that so much of worldliness has crept in amongst us as young people. We have dancing. We have all kinds of some drink, some certain kinds of language. But this individual is very much aware of or burdened about the kinds of dancing and other things that you see in the world that has now become very prevalent among some young people, not all. And it was said, then, you know, the conduct that takes place on Friday night or Saturday night then ends on Sunday mornings. And then you may have young brothers who would say, let me give out a hymn. Or let me offer thanks. Or let me get up and minister to the saints. You see, we might think that it is not known, but it is known. And sometimes we have the audacity, and I'll use that word, to do these things at public functions. And this is why we take up the book of Timothy. Because while someone else might be doing that calls on the name of the Lord, I have to say, in a day of ruin, I am not going to do that. I am going to stand on the side of the Word of God, even though some of my peers might be conducting themselves in that way, maybe going and filling their heads up with what's in the theaters or what you see streaming online from Hollywood on your computers today. You're saying, look, I know the godly path that has been outlined to me from my parents, grandparents, from the brothers and sisters locally. And in this day of ruin, I'm going to separate from those things. This is where it is, young people. If there's going to be power, if there's going to be the pure conscience, it has to come from separating from these things. And don't think, and this is why Paul writes with apostolic authority, as an apostle saying, these things are not optional. If you, Timothy, and young people, young sisters and brothers, are going to have spiritual power in your local assemblies to help and to grow, it is going to come on the line of separation from the things that are evil.
How many of us like it when someone shows us a fault or a problem that we're having? Most of us, maybe our hair in the back of our neck would stick out a bit. It's a wonderful thing to have those who have a godly interest in us. This is what Paul had in Timothy. And so he can remind Timothy, Timothy, I put thee in remembrance. Oh, what's that mean? Well, it takes Timothy back to a time in his life when things were different than they are now. I put you in remembrance, Timothy, that thou stir up the gift of God. What if you stir something up, normally it's dormant. It's lying there. It's lifeless. It's not being used for the purpose which it was given for. And so these are lovely words from Paul. I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God. Not a question of whether Timothy had this gift or not. He says, and young people, this Timothy was special. This was a special case, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. So there was that special gift that was given to Timothy for the work that God had given him to do. Now, do you know something? I don't know what gift the Lord has given you, but I do know this, that he has given you a means and an ability to serve him in this world. And what he has given each of us is unique. You are a special person in that sense, with special abilities that Christ has given. When Christ ascended on high, he gave gifts unto men. Now, Timothy, he says, I want to remind you something. God has not given us the spirit of fear. Have you ever been plagued by that? Have you ever been in that situation when you knew that you should bear testimony for the Lord, but it was so much easier to just be quiet and not say anything? God has not given us the spirit of fear, but look at these things, but of power and of love and of a sound mind or sound discretion. I put a note in here. Do you know they're not used independently of one another? If, in fact, I use power and I don't have love with it, it becomes a hammer. It becomes a hammer and it's used to destroy. But the power that God has given to us is coupled with love, the love of Christ that's in us. And then sound discretion, a mind that has the mind of Christ with it, the ability to serve him. He says, listen, God has given us power and love and sound discretion. Timothy, don't be ashamed. Now, you look at your Bible carefully here. It does not say, don't be ashamed of the Lord. It says, don't be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord. We're carrying Christ through this world. You and I are. The testimony, the renown of him. We are his witnesses here. He is gone. Paul was in prison, and there was the very real difficulty of being ashamed of Christianity as such. What it had done for Paul, it had put him in prison. Timothy, Don't you be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord? But there's something else. Nor of me. Doesn't say his apostle. Paul says, nor of me, his prisoner. But be thou a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. This is not the glory of the gospel here, young people. It's the afflictions. It's the reproach that comes when we go through this world bearing the good news of the gospel. It's not received by many. We know that. Did you like it the first time you heard it? Did you like somebody to tell you that you don't have anything that you can do? You are nobody. You have nothing. You can't serve him. I didn't like to hear that. But that's the message that we carry. You see, that Christ saves. The Lord Jesus lifts us out of that pit of sin. We're carrying that message. And until the Holy Spirit works in one to receive it, you'll find that it's rejected, won't you? He says, partaker of the afflictions of the gospel, but it's according to the power of God.